This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the face of negative forecasts, retail sales actually went up in April. Still, that news wasn't enough to cheer the stock market in early trading. In fact, let's do the numbers to confirm this. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 44 points, 0.3%. The S&P 500 is down 0.3% to 1628, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 0.2%. We're starting the week with not just conjecture about the U.S. economy, but an actual piece of data, a datum. Retail sales are up 0.1%. On Monday, we get to check in with Julia Coronado, senior U.S. economist at BNP Paribas in New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So this retail sales figure ruins the thesis that the U.S. economy is going to Hades in a handbasket.
Right. I mean, of course, a 0.1% increase is not great performance, but people were looking for a decline, so it's still a relatively resilient picture.
And in fact, holding back that figure were gasoline prices. If you factor that out, it would have been an even stronger showing.
That's right. There's a number that we look at called core retail sales, which are really the items that we think of, the clothing, the restaurants. That was up after a flat reading in March.
Now, as a card-carrying economist, you got to help me with something before we go.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
So we're living in a world where the U.S. dollar seems to be appreciating. It's going up.
That's right.
And that is one of the reasons for a drop overnight in gold prices and crude oil prices. Why?
Well, these are international commodities. They are denominated in dollars. So a certain amount of dollars translates into a barrel of oil. If the dollar itself suddenly becomes more valuable, the price adjusts so that in real terms, oil has the same value.
And it works for gold as well. Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.